judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape of Our Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
This is Brother Medina for Thusia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us as we enter into your word. Bless everyone listening. Help them to understand the important facts that we are showing here for their blessing's sake and for your glory's sake. Through Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen. Well, we are continuing our study about Yahweh. That's the name of our study, about Yahweh. And this is the second part of our study. And we are showing that the true God of the earth, his name is Yahweh. That's his name. Nobody can come later on, give a new name, and tell us that's the name of God. No, my dear people. He already said Yahweh is his memorial name, his memorial unto all generations. Therefore, all generations are supposed to know him by the name Yahweh. We showed you that last week. But let us continue as we go to Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 5. In 54 and verse 5, this in Isaiah was written between 800 to 700 years before Christ's birth. So now, let's look about what we were told between 800 to 700 years before Christ's birth. We go to Isaiah 54 in verse 5. I quote, "For thy maker is thine husband. Yahweh of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, he shall be called." End of quote. Did you hear that? So Yahweh of hosts, he is called the God of the whole earth. Yes, my dear people. This same Yahweh, Yahweh who is in charge of all the angels, he is called the God of the whole earth. So anyone who wants to understand way back between 700 to 800 years before Christ, the name of God, the God of the whole earth, whether it is India, China, Arabia, the Americas, Europe, the Caribbean, the South Pacific, the North Pole, the South Pole, Indonesia, you name it, wherever you go, if you want to understand the real name of God, his name is Yahweh. He is the God of the whole earth, every jot of land, every portion of water, every part of this whole earth. He is the God of this whole earth. His name is Yahweh. And this must be kept emphatic before the minds of everyone who are listening. Yes, my dear people, the God of the whole earth, his name is indeed Yahweh. Yes, my dear people. And then we go back a little. We go back to 1,000 years before Christ's birth. 1,000 years before Christ's birth. And we are looking in David's Psalms. The Psalms written by David under the inspiration of God. And we go to Psalms 83 and we look at verse 18. What are we told here? Here is what we are told. I quote, It says this, that men may know, notice the idea here, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Yahweh, art the most high over all the earth. End of quote. Did you see that? So we are talking about over all the earth, the whole earth. The most high. So you cannot have a higher than the most high. And what we are being told, his name is Yahweh. His name alone is Yahweh. So some people say, well, we have other gods being called Yahweh. No, that's not true. We have even read some archaeologists saying, well, look, in our archaeological research into ancient Israel, we have found this idol or this statue here, and they call it Yahweh. They call it Yah. So Yahweh was an idol. You must remember, the 10 tribes apostatized from God. They apostatized from Yahweh. They worship a golden calf. And they gave that calf and other gods they had the name Yahweh. So while they were worshiping Baal, they were worshiping Baal by giving him the name Yahweh. But that was wrong. That was false. So if himself an archaeologist finds something referring to that time, it is not because Yahweh was an idol. It is because they took the name Yahweh and they placed it upon this idol. Hence God had warned 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. He had warned and says that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Yahweh, God alone is called Yahweh. And he is the most high over all the earth. Yes, my dear people, that's why that was said. But then we go to Psalms 86. We look at verse 10 and we look at verse 11. Here is what we are told again. For thou art great, and thou doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Did you see that? Who is this God alone? The next verse tells us, teach me thy way, O Yahweh. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. End of quote. Did you see that? So what are we being told here? We are being told the one God, that God alone, his name is Yahweh. So God is God alone. And his name, we're being told, is Yahweh. That's why nobody can come in the 7th century after Christ and give a new name and say that is the name of God. Because God already settled it. That's a settled doctrine. That's a settled fact. Yahweh is his memorial name. He is God alone. He's the God in heaven and on earth. So if even self, you want to be in religion, you want to be in some church, you want to be in some teaching, at least get the name right. Yes, my dear people. Now if we go to Psalms 95 and we look at verse 3, here is what we are told. I quote, for Yahweh is a great God and a great King above all gods. End of quote. Did you see that? So the one who is King above all those other gods, the one who is a great God above all those other gods, is none other than Yahweh. No one else. And this is the reason why he and he only is the true God. And that's what we're being told here. Again, just go to chapter 96, Psalm 96. And read verse 10. Here is what verse 10 tells us. I quote, say among the heathen that Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. So who judge the people righteously? And who reigneth? Yahweh. You have to tell the heathen who reign it. Yahweh. So whether they are in Arabia, whether they are in Indonesia, whether they are in China, Japan, or Vanuatu in South Pacific, you have to tell the heathen that Yahweh reign it. Not another name. Yahweh is the one that reigns. That's what we're being told. And this is said here in Psalms 1,000 years before Christ's birth. Yes, my dear people. So we are going back to the original, or going back to the roots. Yes, my dear people. Again, Psalms 97 in verse 9. Here is what we are told. For thou, Yahweh, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Did you see that? So who is exalted above all gods? Yahweh. Who is exalted far above the earth? Yahweh. That's his name. None other. And this is what we're being told here. And if you go to Psalms 99, in verse 9, here is what we are told. I quote, exalt Yahweh our God, and worship at his holy hill. For Yahweh, our God, is holy. End of quote. Did you see that? And holy means God aloneness. That's what it means. God aloneness. So when you say, exalt Yahweh our God, and worship at his holy hill, for Yahweh, our God, is holy, you're saying Yahweh, our God, is God alone. That's what you're saying. And that's exactly what it shows. Now, people don't like to hear that. And this is not boasting. This is not arrogance. This is plain truth, strong truth, pure truth. Now, if we go to Psalms 100 and we look at verse 3, here is what we are told. I quote, know ye that Yahweh, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. End of quote. So what does it show us? It shows us that Yahweh is the creator God. It is he that made us. Yes, my dear people. Now some people say, well then, how do you know that you are serving the true God? That your God, Yahweh, is the true God. How do you know that? They ask, why is it not another God? We know he is the true God, he is the creator, he is the original God. What is ascribed to him, sure, it is so. And then some may ask, well, how do you know his name really is Yahweh? Some say his name is Yahweh, and some say his name is Jehovah, some say his name is other names. How do you know what his real name is? That is what some tell us. So we have to tell them, you can find evidences of the real name of God in the Hebrew in the Old Testament. Take for instance, here is how you find his real name. In Psalms 112, you look at verse 1, and I'm going to read it in the English, but I'm going to tell you the Hebrew. I quote, Psalms 112, verse 1. It says this, praise ye the Lord. That's the English. It is really praise Yahweh, right, in English. And then it says, blessed is the man that feareth Yahweh, that delighted greatly in his commandments. Now, how do we find the real name of God here? When we look at the Hebrew actually says, for praise ye the Lord, or praise ye Yahweh, the Hebrew actually says, hallelujah, that's the Hebrew. Hallelujah, that's the actual Hebrew. And the word hallelujah means praise, and Yah is the short for Yahweh. Yes, my dear people, that's how we know. So we know one thing for sure. When it says, praise ye the Lord, when you check it in the Hebrew, the actual word is hallelujah, not hallelujah, not hallelujah, not hallelujah. The actual word is hallelujah. That's the actual word. And we sing it all the time as a tradition. And so one thing you know for sure, the short for Yahweh is Yah. And here in the actual Hebrew, his name is written, hallelujah. Let's look again. Psalms 113 in verse 1. Let's see what we are told here. I quote. It says this. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the English in the King James Version. Let me read it for you. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise, O ye servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Did you see that? Let me read the first clause in the actual Hebrew. For the word praise ye the Lord, the actual Hebrew word is hallelujah, literally. Hallelujah, literally. This clearly shows us his name is Yahweh. That's why I say hallelujah, meaning praise, Yah, Yahweh. So what does it show us? It clearly shows us the actual name of God is Yahweh. So anybody who comes and tell you anything else, you know one thing for sure. His real name is Yahweh. Now if you look at Psalms 105 and verse 7, we're told a wonderful thing here. Psalms 105 verse 7. He is Yahweh our God. His judgments are in all the earth. End of quote. Did you see that? So when you ask whose judgments is seen all over the earth, whether it is in hurricane, volcanoes, storms, earthquakes, whatever it is, whose judgments are in all the earth? Yahweh's judgments. It is Yahweh's judgments that are in all the earth. That's why he is the true God, and he is the one we should serve. Yes, my dear people. And we know one thing for sure, as we told you again, his name is indeed Yahweh. Yes, my dear people. And this is the reason why you have people must recognize that his name is indeed Yahweh. If you look at Psalms 146, it says, praise ye the Lord, it is hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul, it is hallelujah, O my soul. Did you see that? If you go to Psalms 147, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. The actual word is hallelujah. There we go again. And Psalms 148 is a psalm that has his name clearly stated here again. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. That is verse 1. And so we see one thing for sure, that clearly his name is Yahweh. Yes, my dear people. That's the point. That's his name. So anybody who wants to come with anything, don't even try it. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 10, if we look at verse 10, here is what we are told. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 10, I quote, but Yahweh is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nation shall not be able to abide his indignation. End of quote. Did you see that? So his indignation is his holy wrath. And we are actually being told that he is a true God. He is the living God. So the question is, who is the true God? Who is the living God? We are being told his name is Yahweh. Yes, my dear people. That's what we are being told. And this is the reason why people need to understand that the only living God, all the rest are just fiction from people's imaginations. They think this may be God. Sometimes it is great people in the past that are being worshipped as God. We have Nimrod being worshipped as God in many different ways. We have great heroes in India being worshipped as God. We have heroes in the Middle East being worshipped as God. We have false lying spirits being worshipped as God. We have demons being worshipped as God. But in reality, and in fact, the only true God that really exists is Yahweh. All the rest are just idols. It doesn't matter what you want to say. All the rest are just idols, because Yahweh is the only true existing God. This is the fact. Now, this Yahweh left us a sign that we may know that he is the true God. He left us a sign, a very important sign, a sign that only exists among those who truly have some kind of relationship to the true God. So, either historically they had a relationship with the true God, or they have found out something about the true God, but only when this sign is kept spiritually, not in a spiritualistic way, or not just in a secular way, but when this sign is kept spiritually, then you have the true God in the presence of this people. Because this is the sign of the true God. If we look at Ezekiel chapter 20, and we look at verse 12, first of all, I quote, "Moreover, I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctify them." End of quote. So the sign that a person has been sanctified by the true God Yahweh is the Sabbath, the seventh day Sabbath. This is why we don't keep Sunday. Because Sunday is nobody's sign but Lucifer himself. The sign of the true God is the seventh day Sabbath. And you could call your religion whatever name. You could call it Pentecostal, Catholic, Anglican, whatever you want to call it. You need to recognize one important thing. Yahweh, who says, "I change not," he said his sign is the seventh day Sabbath. And that's the sign you have to access to. That is the sign you have to submit to. That is the sign that must be kept in your life. The seventh day Sabbath. Because he says, this is the sign that I am Yahweh that is sanctifying you. The one who separates us from sin. The one who keeps us away from sin. The one who keeps us sin free. His name is Yahweh. That's what we are being told here. And this must be recognized. And then when we go to verse 20, again, we like to call this our 2020 vision. That's what we like to call it, our 2020 vision. Because our vision comes from the scripture. Here is what we are told in verse 20 of Ezekiel 20. "And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh your God." End of quote. So what does this show us? It shows us that the Sabbath shows that Yahweh is our God. Who is your true God? Yahweh. What is the sign? The Sabbath. It's not Friday. It's not Sunday. It's not Thursday. It's the seventh day. And the seventh day, today we call Saturn. Or Saturday. So some people say, well, how you know the days remain the same? The chronological orders of the day has never changed. There is no historical evidence. No historical documents, no historical monument, no historical events showing the orders of the day has changed. What was known as the first day of the week, way back in Eden, is today still known as the first day of the week. What was known as the seventh day of the week, 1,900 years before Christ, is still known today as the seventh day of the week. There has been no change. And if somebody figured that there was some change, then when Jesus came, the Bible tells us he kept the Sabbath. Well, if he kept the Sabbath, then he would have obviously kept the seventh day. So from him, we would know what is the seventh day. We know he rose again the first day of the week. And the first day is Sunday, called that by Europeans. And the seventh day is called Saturn's day by Europeans. Because they believe there were seven planets. And the last one, the seventh one, was called Saturn. So even though they may call it Saturday, the day itself is the seventh day. And Yahweh says that is his sign. That's the sign of Yahweh. And anybody who claims to be following the true God must at least have his sign in their lives. And remember, nobody can keep the Sabbath day except Yahweh himself is sanctifying them. Yes, my dear people. Maybe you could keep Saturday. Maybe you could lie down home and rest. But to keep the Sabbath day, you have to be sin-free. And it is Yahweh that makes you free from sin to keep the seventh day Sabbath. Yes, my dear people. And that's why he says, that's the sign that I am sanctifying you. And that's the sign that I am Yahweh. So in conclusion, what do we say here? We will have a third part to go through in this study, because we want to show you that when Jesus came upon the face of this earth, he was not a partner with God. He was the authentic Yahweh himself. The same one Yahweh. The same monotheistic Yahweh. That same one came in a temple of flesh, whom we called Jesus. So he was the true God. That's how your Bible presents it. And this is what our next study must show. So that if somebody comes and says, well, if you're saying yourself in Yahweh, how come you're praising Jesus? Excuse me, he's the same. It's the same. The person form may be different, but he's the same one God. And this is what we aim to show you. This is what we have to show you in our next study. But until then, we want you to know one and important thing. The name of the true God is Yahweh. That's his true name, Yahweh. And since that's his true name, Yahweh, we need to understand very carefully that that's what we should follow. No religion can be born in Arabia or anywhere in the 7th century, come with a new name and tell us this is the true God. No matter how much they claim he's one, no matter how much they claim he mustn't have partners, no matter how they claim he must submit to him, the one that must be submitted to is Yahweh. He is the original God, going back thousands of years before upon this earth, in the history of this created earth. That's the true God, and that's the one we must submit to. When you check out his morals, and when you check out his loving ways, that's the God you would want to submit to. Yes, my dear people, because that's the true God, and him we present to you. And so, we will continue this discussion in next week and touching Jesus. And until then, may Yahweh, the only true God, bless you and keep you focused on Bible truth in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you for joining us for another Escape for the Life Read broadcast. Remember that you can call us at 528-2123. That's 528-2123 or 531-7558. We do look forward for you joining us again next week when we present to you another edition of Escape for Thy Life. Until next time, may God bless you.
How shall we stand in the great day? How shall we stand in the great day? Shall we be found before?